Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. People in 9 Iowa counties hit hardest by flooding this spring have one more week to register with a federal agency tasked with disaster recovery. Woodbury and Monona counties are part of that disaster declaration. Registering with FEMA can help homeowners and renters get grants to repair their home or pay for temporary housing. The U.S. Small Business Administration also offers low-interest loans for homeowners. That deadline to register is July 1st. Over the weekend, clean water advocates and experts gathered for the first ever Iowa Water Festival to promote water quality issues in the state. The Environmental Working Group recently reported that Iowa sees more cases of cancer because of nitrate pollution in drinking water. A public health expert at the University of Iowa says this is because of the use of large amounts of fertilizer used in agriculture. The event took place in Des Moines on Saturday. If you travel to Omaha to the Henry Dorley Zoo this summer, you can check out two newborn sea lion pups at the zoo's Sea Lion Pavilion. The first pup was born on June 12th to 9-year-old Gemini. Another was born on Tuesday to Coco. Coco was born at the zoo in June of 2009, 10 years ago. The sexes of those two pups are currently unknown. The sea lion pups, their mothers, are currently on display with the father of both pups. The zoo currently now has 8 sea lions. Next year, the zoo is set to open Owen Sea Lion Shores. It's a new sea lion habitat that will include underwater viewing. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update this afternoon at 4:04 with Mary Hartnett. Have a great Monday afternoon, and thanks for listening to Siouxland Public Media.